Good. I have a show every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Please join me.
If you want to become financially independent, come to my seminar. Let me show you how to make the fortune you have always dreamed about.
Tune in to Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel,
the show where we give you ideas to get rich
fantastically wealthy
quickly
super fast,
and you tithe us
10%. That's the deal.
You do all the work
so we don't have to.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
What happens if you are named
in Nelson Rockefeller's will?
You get rich quick.
Get Rich Quick with Josh
and Noel.
Saturdays at 8 p.m.
Don't spend all that knowledge in one place.
You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. It's Queen T on the 1-2-3s. You are now tuned in to Kicking It with the Joneses on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Mrs. Jones, and I'm here with my better half, D-Stacks, a.k.a. Mr. Jones, and we are the Joneses. This is our second episode, and we are super excited. We made it through episode one, and now we're here again, and we want to thank everyone for tuning in again. Me and for those of you who didn't tune in last week, let me give you a little brief of who we are and what we do. Me and D-Stacks, we are a power couple. We out here on our grind, making moves together by the grace of God. Kicking It with the Joneses is every Tuesday at 6 p.m. through 7 p.m. live. We bringing it to you straight up, telling it like it is, covering Brooklyn news, trending news, and hood news. Keeping it 100 straight facts.
Yo, this is D-Stacks. We're going to be talking about the first topic of the day. We're going to be talking about these colleges and trade schools closing their doors without notice. I was watching the news recently, and Downing College and the Star Academy closed their doors without notice. Kids, students came to class with a notice on the door saying it was closed. They without no. But they still was accepting. They still was accepting new students. But and then all the students took out loans, and they couldn't even finish. But luckily, they came out with a solution. Financial aid let them apply to the closed school loan program, where the last semester they could get refunds on their loans. But then there's other examples where certain colleges closed their doors because they wasn't accredited. Schools is a moneymaker, so I don't see how they could be in debt. They need to be mishandling the money. When they do the audit, it's fraud. They underqualified instructors. Like, at least Burnetfield College gave notice that they would be closing all campuses in 2018. So if you was planning on going there, don't. What you think about this, Queen T?
I mean, I agree. It's not fair to the students, you know. First of all, deciding to go to college is a big deal for most people. Some people really sit down and devise a plan to make, you know, and make plans not only involving themselves, but for a lot of adults choosing to continue their education. You have to consider your children, spouse, and your job, if you even have those things. And you have to try to fit a schedule that's conducive for everyone. So having a school that you have chosen to go to, that you have to basically shuffle your life around to fit an academic schedule into, to tell you that they are closing their doors next week, next semester, whatever the case may be, is devastating. Having to pay back loans that really didn't meet the need because of a school closure is ridiculous. I would be beyond angry. But then again, if you know your school's closing and you took out them loans, then don't spend the money. Like, just pay back your loans on it or whatever, and you know, you won't be broke. Like, some of it, if they close, like if the academic semester started or whatever, then yeah, some of the loan has to go to that, and yeah, you have to pay. But then majority of it you could pay it back. But at the end of the day, I still will be mad or whatever. It really doesn't make any sense. And to speak on your comment that they know they are closing and why they still accepting registration, I feel they do this mainly because the higher-ups are involved, the trustees, you know, and not everyday workers like the ones taking the registrations, the counselors. They really not notified because that would mean they would be notified that they're losing their job. And, of course, the higher-ups, they don't want to alarm the workers, so they have to go on like nothing is going to happen until it get closed, to it get close to closure. Plus, they still have to pay these workers until the door closed, you know?
I agree. I think college is too expensive anyway. Paying all that money and your degree is printed on cheap cardstock paper. You have to pay for a frame, which I think should be free. The other day they called me saying they're going to raise my monthly payment. I told them, can I send the degree back? They said no, so I hung up because it was nothing really else for us to talk about. If you're thinking about going to college, my advice to you, it's not for everybody. You're going to be taught out of outdated textbooks, unqualified teachers. My career counselor, she had a degree in accounting. So I said, what you teaching me about a career? I don't want to be an accountant. If you loved high school and want to have that feeling again, then college is for you. If you don't, then it ain't for you.
I agree. College is not for everybody, but you need that paper. You need that paper to get a good job nowadays. No matter, like you said, your counselor, she had an accounting degree, but she's sitting there counseling you. But at the end of the day, she probably got that job because she had that paper. So it is important that you go to school, but you must do your research on the school you go into, because if you pick the wrong school, like these schools that's wishy-washy, that's closing whenever they want to close or whatever, then you get stuck. So I think it's important that you do go to school, and I think you should have never hung up on them when they told you you gotta pay back them loans, because regardless of the fact, you still gotta pay them loans back, no matter if it's on cardstock. And then during graduation, you know that they give you an option to buy a plaque for like $70 or up to put it on a nice looking plaque. So it's just not a cardboard, you know, cardstock paper. But you're hilarious for that one. You should have ordered that $70 plaque. And then it would have been all good. But speaking of colleges, you know, we about to go into two throwbacks off of Kanye West college dropout album. When Kanye was really Kanye, when he was good, when he had sense, we see in the news now Kanye just losing it. And I used to be a big fan of Kanye. His songs is good or whatever, but now the person, his persona that he turned into, is just something that I'm not interested in or whatever. But we're gonna go into these throwbacks really quick, and we're gonna come right back at you.
We at war. We at war with terrorism, racism, but most of all, we at war with ourselves. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The Midwest is young and restless, but restless.
Nigga.
Might snatch your necklace, and next these
nigga.
Might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell these
nigga.
Who Kanye West is. I walk through the valley of the shadow where death is. Top floor, the view alone will leave you breathless. Try to catch it, it's kinda hard getting choked by the Texas. Yeah, yeah, now check the method. They be asking us questions, harassing, arrest us, saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope
Jesus,
God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Jesus,
and I don't think there's nothing
Jesus,
I could do now to right my I wanna talk to God, but I'm afraid, cause we ain't spoken so long.
Jesus.
show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now. And I don't think there's nothing I can do now to right my wrongs. I want to talk to God, but I'm afraid because we ain't spoken so long. To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the scribbles. To the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah. Now I hear he wanna see thee more clearly. I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. We're here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school need teachers, the way Kathleen need a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single doll, radio needs this. They said you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means guns, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my spins, which it probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out, God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
Kanye, it's Fox, man. I'm just saying. I was talking to the girls, you know, and we don't put enough emphasis on the ladies sometimes. You know, I was talking to this girl. She was talking about the music all fast in the club. You know, she got to drink water because she's thirsty. She done danced like 9,200 songs back to back, but ain't nobody, you know, really try to find out what she feeling, like how she feel. You know what she told me?
Are you gonna
check it out. This is what she said. She said, oh,
she said she wants some Marvin Gaye. Some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party on right. She says she wants some ready for the world, some new addition, some men in repertoire, definitely set this party on right.
Yes, she will. I definitely will. You know what I told her?
I told her to drive over in your new whip. Bring some friends you cool with. I'ma bring the cool whip. Then I want you to strip. See you is my new chick. So we get our grind on. She be grabbing, calling me Biggie like Shine Home. Man, I swear she fine home. Why she always lying on? Telling me them diamonds when she know they rhyme. She got a light skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. Got a dark skinned friend, look like Michael Jackson. I play ready for the world. She was ready for some action. My dog said you ain't no freak, so you got to prove my man wrong. I'ma play this Vandross. You gon' take your pants off. I'ma play this Gladys Knight. Me and you gon' get right.
Some Marvin Gaye, some Luther Vandross, a little Anita, but definitely set this party on right. She says she wants some Fanny for the world, some new addition, some Danny Repertoire, definitely set this party on right. Yes, you will. Smokey Robinson, Freddie Jackson, anything, anything. Smokey Robinson, Ashes and Simpson, set the party, really set the party on fire. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
On my hands and wrists, while I'm laying back and smoking on my cannabis. When it come to rocking the rhythm like Marvin and Luther, I can tell you when I'm messing with Kai, man, and Twist. When I shot and I be sipping Hennessy, piss on my RV, while I smoke a B, you can't pick with me, put it on the G. And now it's... Come with me and sip on some Evan and Champagne. You ain't no two sticking rockin' like the Whispers. Hit the stoplight, give it to some eyes. These rims still moving, so I bump a little spinners while I'm smoking on the beat. Dipping through the streets, bumping up a beat, and I got the heat, rollin' 23. And I do it. my earth in the wind, smoke a fire. Let me get your sheets wet, listening to Keep Sweat. Put you in the days of maze, fulfilling up with every temptation. Slow driving, having deep sex. You ready for the world, girl? Come on, double me. I touch you all over your body, baby. Don't say no to me. And let me know to be controlling me. I'm loving the way you be holding me when I'm sitting in jealousy. And when I come over and bend your ass, you be bumping to the pentagram. I'd hit it from the back to the melody and roll it slow. Now I gotta go up in it fast, but I'ma finish last. No matter how much of a thug you see, I still spit it like a sovereign beat. Go to the club with me. And with some Luther, come on, I hope you feel me. Can still be in love with me. Shine right.
We back live. Before we went to break, we discussed colleges' ability to close when they want to, which I think is unfair to the students. They have you paying off loans until you be put in the grave, and they be over your casket in the afterlife still wanting any money. If your state don't have no money to take your kids to court, which I think is ridiculous. What you think about it, Queen T?
I mean, that is definitely ridiculous, but you have to pay your loans, people. It's so important to pay them loans, because if not, trust me, they will come after you. The IRS, everybody, they're going to come get you. They're going to get your kids, like D-Stack said, and you're going to be in trouble. They're going to even try to garnish your check. That's why it's important that if you do decide to go to school, that you at least finish, because if you're taking out all these loans, you have to finish, because it makes no sense. It's just going pile up. And then at the end of the day, you don't have nothing to show for it. So it's definitely important that you try to finish. I know it's hard, but try to finish if you do go that route. I mean, like D-Stack stated, college is not for everyone. And then he also stated before we went to break about if the school's not accredited, then you're definitely not going to get, you're not going to qualify for that loan program that they do have. So you must make sure the school you sign up for is legit. To find out if an accrediting agency is legitimate, check the list of recognized national and regional accrediting agencies maintained by the Council for Higher Education Accreditation. Look at the school's website. You have to check this because it's so important. Some of these people, you pay, take out all these loans, get this degree, and it ain't worth nothing. Make sure that your school is accredited. That is so important. A lot of people don't know. I remember when I was in school, and this guy, he was saying how he didn't really want to go the, you know, academic route. So he went to a trade school all the way in Jersey, I believe, for like, he wanted to be like a masseuse. He was going to be a massage man or whatever. And it was not accredited. So that was a waste of his time and his money, because he really could not take that to a business to get hired, because at the end of the day, it was just a waste of time. But on the flip side to colleges, there are these fraternities, which in some cases are good to be a part of. It gives you a sense of family and togetherness, brotherhood, sisterhood vibe. But there was this video of racist actions of Sigma Alpha Epsilon fraternity members at the University of Oklahoma. Now, this is a throwback, but it's an interesting story. And in this, the video, they was chanting, they was cheating on a bus. They was on a bus. They is predominantly white school. Like I said, the University of Oklahoma. And they video, it went viral. They was cheating on a bus. No N will be a part of FAA. No N. And they was just cussing and all this other stuff. Now, this is a school that rapper Waka Flocka was known for going there for performances. So when this video went viral, Waka canceled his concert with the university, saying he was disgusted over the actions displayed in Sigma Alpha viral clip. His words exactly was, "I really felt like I was down with the fraternity, like I was SAE. You couldn't tell me no different," he said. "So for me to see that video, I was like, that's what y'all doing behind closed doors? That disgusted me. To me, I really can't blame the kids. To me, I feel like that's passed down. You can't even make me believe that. That's just crazy. I'm disgusted. I'm not gonna lie." So shout out to Waka for taking a stand. Some of these privileged kids think it's cool to go around and say what you want without consequences. You're not cool. You're not funny. You're whack. In reaction to Waka Flocka, Morning Joe host, they blame the rapper for the racist frat videos. "If you look at every single song," this is what they said, "if you look at every single song, I guess you call these, that he's written, it's a bunch of garbage. It's full of the N words. It's full of the F words. It's wrong. And he shouldn't be disgusted with them. He should be disgusted with himself. The kids that are buying hip hop or gangster rap, it's a white audience. And they hear this over and over again. So do they hear this at home? Well, chances are good. No, they heard a lot of this from guys like this who are now acting shocked." Now, so she trying to blame Waka Flocka for their actions with the music that he, you know, he does. And she trying to give them a leeway to be racist, which is insane. So when Twitter got a hold of this, they reacted and they started a hashtag rap albums that cause slavery. Now, this was just too funny for me. So they had, here's a few. I'm going to tell you the hashtags, which is really funny. So it was "Get Free or Die Trying," hashtag rap albums that cause slavery. "Straight Out of Cotton Fields," hashtag rap albums that cause slavery. "All Eyes on Master," hashtag rap albums that cause slavery. "Cream," "Caucasian Rule Everything Around Me," hashtag rap albums that cause slavery. And here is the cover up that they try to do. Like, are you serious? Rap music is to blame, really? What rap song really promote racism? I haven't heard any. People, we have to stop blaming rap for the actions of these kids. If you feel like rap is influencing your kids in a negative way, then stop them from listening to it. It just makes no sense. It's insane and it's not right. Rap music are not the cause of it. It's just not. But we're going to get into another segment real quick. And I'm going to let D-Stacks take it over. This song, what we're going to do here every week, every Tuesday, we're going to play like underground music from an underground artist, you know, give them a chance to, we just want to put their music on display. Like we said last week, if you are an underground artist and you need help getting your music out there, you know, just hit us up. We definitely will play it. So we're going to get into this song by Miss Ty from Brownsville. She actually sound like Nicki Minaj. So we're going to get into her song right now and get back to you.
Young age, I 9 to 5, punching in and punching out, a life not meant for I knew I wanted more, and I was destined to be great, but at the age of 5 or 6, it was too much to contemplate. First I wanted to ball, then I wanted to sing, daddy I wanna act, and put me on a dance team, always so indecisive, going from this to that, quitting on everything to go running right back. constantly changing minds, turning circles and circles, cutting check after check to his wallet. I was hurtful. Support was always there, but commitment never was. Going on 15, and still I ain't changed much. But then I started thinking, life approaching sooner. Am I gonna make it big or settle for mediocre? Am I gonna chase my dream? They say the sky is the limit. Or do I get the job with no happiness in it? I could be a preacher or maybe even a teacher, suited in all black, debating in front of people or doing tests on some creatures. Either way, I'm not eager. If I'm not on stage performing, my life's a vacant freezer. Now y'all may think that I'm gassing it. I promise you I'm not. After 14 years of living, music's become my life. My idol is Miss Minaj. I wanna be young Nicki, but please call me Miss Todd to avoid the imitating. Now I gotta start grinding, cause laziness won't cut it. Old habits die hard, but so does being hungry. My goals are always high, but my aim is sometimes off. Got to keep on working hard, so I'm like Curry with his shots. Hold on, yes, continuation. Start is my motivation. I'ma flex on the people who said I was probably faking. To those who wanna doubt me and continue all the hate, and make sure that you regret the money's gratification. Now I guarantee some old friends gonna start blowing up my phone. As soon as I'm on top, it's gonna be when you coming back home. The ones that left me off, they're gonna be hitting me up first. Asking if I wanna leave, funny, the roles are now reversed. If there's one thing that my daddy taught me, it's friends will come and go. I'm just focused on my dreams, you know it, face, they just for show. I ain't here to play no games, I don't run this ain't no track. With the type of time they on, that's why they stay behind my back. Stepping in this game, and I know my time is now. Get on top, I'm here to stay. I ain't giving up my crown, no. I'm a running game, oh yeah, I like the way that sounds. To my family and friends, just know I'm gonna make y'all proud. Right now I sit home, I write rhymes and do my own remix. I'm working on my sound, cause I know we need some fix. I got a plan, but know this stuff might take a little while. Watch how I grow, y'all soon be copying my style. I miss time coming up, miss time coming up. If you left me before now, don't run back because I'm up. If you think that I forgot, they say forgive, but don't forget. Have you met the brand new Tafufu? I'm not with that mess. I might be from the Ville, but that's all you can say. House built from the ground up, and it's all the way upstate. Say I'm coming to your block, not what I'm about. Won't start the mess, but I'll finish it, and that's without a doubt. But I'm just trying to rap, I'm trying to rack up on some green. Wanna pay the mortgage over for my parents at 50. I mean, I had to change myself and change the people I'm around. I'm still always speaking facts, just with the attitude now. Can't handle it then, but I mean, my friends are never new. Dreams and nightmares remix, or dreams and nightmares too. Y'all gon' know who's me, cause I'm the future queen. I'ma take over this game, cause it was meant for me. And when I'm up, I'll close my circle, no more friends for me. And then downgrade all my enemies to memories. Listen up, nice girl turn me, then works towards her dream. When I'm counting stacks, will lost friends come try and befriend me? It was something about Roman's revenge that got me so intrigued. Been in love with rap ever since I learned to flow with speech, I'm gone.
Okay, we back live now. That was a new song from Miss Todd from Brownsville. Shout out to Brownsville. Yeah. She's only 15 years old and she just started rapping. Not bad, not bad.
Brownsville never ran, never will. Holla.
But shout out to all the upcoming rappers coming out of Brownsville. They doing anything. You know, Bambino. Shout out to Bambino and Howard Projects. Okay, we're going to, this next topic, we're going to be talking about government assistance program. Talking about you doing a lot of cuts. They got the new House made a passed a plan for 2017. They will cut SNAP benefits by $150 billion. If you don't know what SNAP is, it's the new welfare program for the food stamps program. Over the next 10 years, there's gonna be a lot of food coming out of people's mouths. They cutting it because they feel African Americans is the main one that's receiving the government assistance. But if you look at the statistics, non-Hispanics make up 42% of the poor, and they receive 69% of government benefits. That's much closer to the 64% population share. And African Americans, which make up 22% of the poor, only receive 40% of the government benefits. That's close to 12% of the population. So if the Republicans want to cut these programs, the issue be with their own race, not blacks. Bad enough, African Americans have the highest unemployment rate at 8.3%, followed by Latinos, which have 3.6.3%, and then whites at 4.5%. Then come the Asians at 4.0%. I was shocked at that one. I would think the whites would be 4.0 and the Asians would be 4.5, but they got the beauty salon stores, they got the corner stores. I even seen them open a Crown Fried Chicken. I said, okay, look at you. And then the other cuts they're cutting military benefits, the housing and the medical. They could have them paying more out of pocket, and they cutting the grocery discounts, which I feel they ain't much. What they should be cutting is a national defense, because they spending all this money and we still being attacked. And speaking on the military, did you ever notice a lot of military recruitment centers in the poor neighborhoods? I don't see no recruitment centers in Park Slope and all them rich neighborhoods. They all in poor communities, telling them, oh, sign up for Uncle Tom. You pay for your school, your housing. You can live in a mansion. Selling all these dreams, which I think is just nonsense. They tried to recruit me. I said, okay, what the military got to offer me? They said tuition and assistance. Okay, I said, I got a degree. They said that, oh, we could discipline. I said, oh, discipline? Laughing, the military don't got no discipline. Next thing you know, I'm going to have PTSD. Like, what is that? Post-traumatic stress syndrome. That's not, you ain't disciplining me. You making me crazy. But what you feel about that, Queen T?
Shout out to all the vets. We appreciate your service. I appreciate your service. Let me just switch that up. I definitely appreciate your service to all the vets out there. Now, I just want to make it clear that welfare is any government assistance program that uses taxpayers' funds to give money to citizens suffering from financial stress. With that being said, if they are going to cut this, what are y'all going to do with our taxes? What's going to happen to my money? That's my main concern I want to know. But, however, I don't think they should completely cut out government assistance because people are in need of it. Since 1969, the official U.S. poverty rate has risen from 12.8% to 14.3%. There are a lot of needy people who won't be able to survive without government assistance. So I definitely think that they should not cut it. These people really depend on it. Their family depends on it. So it's something that should not be on the table to be cut completely. Now, however, there are a lot of scammers out there who are abusing the system, who are taking advantage of the system, and who are making it hard for those in need. There needs to be welfare reform. Now, I want to get into this whole scammers and all these people that scamming and like stuff, certain situations that came up. So, in Illinois was paying more than $12 million in Medicaid payments for dead people. Really, Illinois? Get your life. The payments was discovered in a follow-up audit. After an original audit found that 34% of randomly selected files contain illegible errors. Like, come on now, Illinois. You got to get it together. Pennsylvania gave welfare to millionaire lottery winners. Like, first of all, if you won the lottery and you are now a millionaire, why are you still collecting that welfare check? That ain't right. You're wrong for that. And in 10 months into when they were searching for it, the state found more than 160,000 ineligible individuals were receiving benefits. That's ridiculous. 100% of review cases in Nebraska's health insurance premium payment program was missing documents. When auditors dug deep, they found 75% of the cases had received incorrect payments with several cases of fraud. This is ridiculous. This is why they want to cut these welfare benefits and Medicaid and all that, because the system has failed us, to be honest. Like, yeah, we have all these scammers and stuff, but the system should be created in a way that they could weed out the ones that's scamming, because that's just straight up ridiculous. But this is not shocking, because scammers have been around and beating the system for years. We have Linda Taylor. She swindled over $150,000 each year in tax-free income from the government during the 1970s. They nicknamed her the Welfare Queen. That's the Chicago Tribune nicknamed her that. Then we have Dorothy Mae Woods. She holds one of the biggest criminal records for welfare fraud. In 1983, she was convicted for swindling $3,077 in public aid. For a decade, Woods, she would pose as 12 poverty-stricken woman and claimed 38 non-existent children. That's ridiculous. Then we have Dante and Lakeisha Muhammad, husband and wife duo. In 2001, Lakeisha received benefits for disabilities, making her wheelchair-bound. Video exposed her walking in Costco's and lifting a 5-gallon oil can unassisted. Dante, he was paid by Oregon to serve as his wife's caregiver. He also worked as an event planner and earned $70,000 a year. The Muhammads was caught using unjustified state payments to buy a graded Las Vegas home worth $30,000. In 2013, Lakeisha and Dante, they earned 5 years and 3-year sentences, which was well deserved, because you can't beat the systems. That's just ridiculous. So let's get into it. D-Sax, before I go into any deeper, I want to ask you what you think about all these scammers and stuff before I go a little further.
I think there's so many scammers because prices are already too high. It's hard to make it in New York City. Everything is way too expensive. Nowadays, you're spending $100 to $200 for a week of groceries. Are you kidding me? People out here scamming because they can't make it no other way. Lower these prices and make New York City affordable. And let me not go into affordable housing. Is it really affordable? Who's affordable for? It ain't for the African Americans in the poor communities. People tell me people are paying close to $2,000 for a studio apartment. Are you serious? It's hard out here. No, I'm not condoning scamming, because you're really making it hard for families in real need. But we have scammers because of these ridiculous prices. There's need to be a welfare reform where you're really giving to the needy. But at the same time, cutting these prices so that the scammers can afford nice things and wouldn't have a scam. We're about to go into two songs, one for the scammers and one for the government.
Scammers, get a job and work. Government, these prices are way too high. You need to cut it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on a regular, cash. Hitting my plug on a Sally. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rari. Key 36 by my side.
My side.
I'ma go bake me a pie. Key 45 by my side. Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cub.
Yeah.
OT, I found me a plug.
Yeah.
I got it straight out the mug.
Yeah.
Keep it 100,
no
bush. No, I'm feeling low with the drugs.
Yeah.
Busting it down in the tub.
Cold.
Pay me my money in dubs. Water whipping, looking like a fishing baseball in kitchen. With my arm, my pitcher, rolling on his glisten. I'm a donut kissing. Yeah. Niggas steady tripping, yeah. So I steady gripping. Yeah. Dirty money on me, got a scallop on me. Yeah. I don't fuck with phony, bout to sell a pony. All these niggas on me, all these bitches on me. Say my price is good, motherfucker. Cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it, cut it,
cut it, cut it, cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Women bought a 911 with my trap money. A million up, but still ain't never touched my rap money. I'm out in L.A. fucking with that boy O.T. Flew to L.A., got a plug on that O.G. You know I been getting money, if you know me. When I first met my plug, I told him I pissed 100 G. I ain't coming to get it unless you got 100 P's. I don't want it, fuck it. Your price, you need to cut it. Your ice, you need to tuck it. She fuck with me, she lucky. A half a million, all 20s in that Gucci luggage. Let's skip the small talk. It's time to talk names. Young nigga playing with commas. Might go get a land for the summer. I been out here in these streets all my life hustling. My nigga beefing, then I'm beefing wrong, but right on bustin'. My trap house, I love it. Put some forges on my old school and I had to gut it. But should I put a roof in it?
Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it, 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 cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it.
Crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You tell me I be work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's all me about that work, 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 work.
Yeah, okay.
You need to get done, 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 done at work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me off. Yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face to face. You could pick the time and the place. You'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of
work, 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 work.
It set me up at work, 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 work. You see me do my da 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 da. Saw me by that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la 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 la. When the cash from my church, 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 church.
All right, and we are back live. We just played Cut It for the Government, Cut Them Prices by OT Genesis. And we just played Work, 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 Work by Rihanna. For all y'all scammers out there, get a job, work. Stop making it so hard for the other people because they need them benefits, you know, especially because Thanksgiving is coming up this Thursday, and I'm super excited. I can't wait to taste that good old home-cooked Southern meal my family will be having. It'll be so nice to be surrounded by family and friends, just enjoying one another and just having good company. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to be such a blessing. But there are some who don't have family and who are not able to, you know, enjoy the good food and stuff like that, mainly because their benefits got cut because you scammers out there are making it sad for them. But like I said, I am super excited for Thanksgiving, and I'm mainly excited for Thanksgiving because of this reason right here.
But look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb,
praise the Lord, Lord.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, Lord, Lord. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, Lord, Lord. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. Beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You name it! You name it! You name it!
But look at it!
You name it! Look!
Yeah, we back. That's the main reason why I'm happy, because we got beans, greens, tomatoes, and whatever else she said. And I can't wait because I am OD hungry just even thinking about it. But like I was saying, that this year I'm most grateful for my family, life, health, and strength. And I'm just excited that I have this year, because not a lot of people have. Like I said, they can't afford a big meal for Thanksgiving. So I definitely want to shout out these Brooklyn soup kitchens serving Thanksgiving meals and who are accepting volunteers. So if you're not doing nothing, if you're not going to your family or whatever, you definitely should volunteer and give back to the community. So the first one is Neighbors Together. This is at 2094 Fulton Street in Ocean Hill. Then we have Mass Bia. That's at 1372 Coney Island Avenue in Midwood. There's the other one that's called Other People in Need at Holy House of Prayer at 1768 St. John's Place. That's in Weeksville. Then the last one is St. John's Bread of Life. That's on 795 Lexington Avenue in Bed-Stuy. So be blessed, people, and have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. This is our second episode, and we're excited. I'm going to let D-Stacks holler at y'all real quick to say what he's most grateful for.
I'm most grateful for life, living, my kids, my wife. I'm grateful for everything, really.
That is what's up. We are mainly grateful. We actually grateful for the opportunity to come on this radio station, Radio Free Live Brooklyn. We are grateful that you guys have allowed us to come and bless the airways. And for those of you that's listening, please take time out to go visit RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. You can make a pledge. You can donate to help us keep afloat here. There's so much talent here at Radio Free Brooklyn, and we want to keep it going. They give opportunities to everyone pretty much.
Keep them lights on.
Yes, we want to keep the lights on. This is a good group, a good organization, and we definitely appreciate it, and we want to keep it going. This is actually season 4. And we want to be able to come back. So make sure y'all tune into our show, because we want to definitely come out for season 5. And we definitely want it to be a season 5. So we definitely need the support of the listeners to donate. So go on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com to donate. Also, like I said earlier, for underground artists or whatever, you could definitely contact the Joneses at thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Holler at us. Let us know if you're available, if you want to come on the show, if you have a song, we listen to your song, and stuff of that nature. So we about to open up the lines really quickly. We're going to open up the lines really quickly. We have 10 minutes, so we're going to open up the lines. You can call. The number is 718-928-9732. You could call, and if you want to leave a comment or whatever, the first caller, we will give you a free ham. Because we got beans, greens, tomatoes, chicken. Now, we really want to bless somebody. So the number is 718-928-9732. So call these lines if you need a ham. Like we said, we're giving out the free ham. Call the lines. Again, we appreciate everyone for listening this week. Our second episode, we made it through. Again, that number is 718-928-9732. Radio Free Brooklyn. Again, our Gmail is thejonesesrfb@gmail.com. Again, if you would like to donate, please donate at radiofreebrooklyn.com. We're going to take you into another, the song again. Again, the number again is 718-928-9732. 718-928-9732. We want to be a blessing to somebody. So if you need a hymn, call in. The first caller, we're giving you a hymn. We about to go into one more song, and then we're going to end. All right? So again, one more time. Let me say the number one more time, because people asking for the number. The number 718-928-9732. So be the first caller. We're going to take you into this song, and then we're going to answer these phones line.
I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have everything I want, but I do have everything I need. Whatever life throws at you, even if it hurts, just be strong and fight through. Someone pointed a gun and got away with all
Thank you for listening to Kicking It with the Joneses. Come kick it with us again, live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Nikki, I'm trying.
Yeah, baby.